Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and we have got a fabulous topic, I think. Of course, I'm a little biased, but it's a wonderful topic. It has to do with intuition, inner guidance, and the four spiritual gifts, and my guest is Howard Weimer. He wants you to know that you can maximize your intuition and also become more creative. And that'll enable you to feel more successful about your life as well as being fulfilled. Howard, I want to welcome you to the show.
Oh, it's great to be here, Donna. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, I found your book quite interesting because you've done something that I'm not aware that anyone else has really broken down. You think that the four spiritual gifts are clairvoyance, clairaudience, prophecy, and healing. Mm-hmm. And when I was reading through your book, I was saying to myself, we can all identify with this, but you have a particular modality of thinking where you feel that one can be stronger than the other. Mm-hmm. Howard, how did you evolve into this interest? I know you've been involved in the personal growth field for a long time. You've done workshops around the world. You founded your own Inner Expansion Workshops and Inner Expansion Virtual University. And you seem to really have a passion for this. Why?
Well, you know, it's interesting you should say passion because that's the energy of this whole week, Donna. You know, I actually do a blog where I check out a keyword for the energy that's flowing through planet Earth every single week, and you just used it. How about
that? Oh, wonderful. Don't you just love it when it's synchronistic like that?
I know. It's amazing when that happens, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It really is.
You know, I can't take credit for all of this. What I learned from a tremendous gentleman, his name was Francisco Cole, for many, many years. I worked with him for 25 years. He started a program back in 1964, and I got involved in it in 1973. And one of the first things that I learned about was the fact that the spiritual gifts are not just something that people use, but it's actually what people are. For example, with clairvoyance, as you know, it means clear seeing. It's a French word. It means clear seeing, and it's people. These are people who see pictures in their mind. They visualize things. They dream in color. There's actually a personality type that goes with each one of these gifts. And as you sort of alluded to, everybody has all four. They don't just have one.
Mm-hmm.
One is their main one, right? But the other three are, you could say, one is their second, one is their third, the other one is their fourth. My first gift is prophecy. I've just known things my whole life. I just knew, even when I was 12 years old, I told my father I wasn't going into the family business, and he was a multimillionaire. He owned several businesses, so it wasn't like, you know, he was just some guy running around doing whatever he did. It was a huge company, and I just knew inside that was not my calling, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So my gift is prophecy. I didn't find that out until 1973. I was 23 years old. I just turned 60 this last October.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, how about that? Thank you. It's a milestone, I understand. But the idea is that everybody uses these gifts, and they can unfold all of them to 100%, but they do come in a certain order. So instead of just saying, well, I'm a clairvoyant or I'm a clairaudient or whatever, we really do have to say that we are clairvoyant, we are clairaudient, we are prophetic, and we are healing all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I did in the book is I really outlined the personality type of each one, as you know, and how it relates to having us be successful in our personal life, in our business life, and also our social life, which is the basis of everything that we do. So if we're really using our abilities, if we're using our potential, then it always comes from our personal, which is sacred. our personal feelings about ourselves. Nobody has a right to interfere with that. It's kind of sacred, if you want to know.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's that inner sanctum that we all have. And, you know, everything comes from the personal. We have a desire for things. We have a desire to grow spiritually. We have a desire to accomplish. We have a desire to be successful. And that comes from our personal. Now, our business side is not just what we do for a living. You know, we didn't come here to be a doctor, a lawyer, a shopkeeper, a street sweeper, whatever it is we do for a living. We all have a certain spiritual message, and we're being of service to other people all the time, every single day. So if I really understand what my purpose is in life, and not just my profession, then I can go through some sort of structure, whatever job I have or whatever profession I have, and I can be of service to people, and I'll know why they're attracted to me as opposed to someone else down the street.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And social is just simply the communication that we have with people every single day. So we have to have that personal, that business, and that social, but if we know what our spiritual gift is, then we know exactly how we do it. So that way it's very, very practical. It's not just some theory out there or something that everybody else does or somebody else does or somebody that's special does. Every single person on planet Earth does it.
There are so many things in life we have to deal with, and I'll use me as an example. I did not have the awareness that I had until I was in my early 20s and met my mentor, that I had mind skills that I could use as a counselor and as a speaker and in various interactions in life. And I found that I had to unlearn a lot of paradigms that had been indoctrinated into me. When someone is reading your book and they are going through their own thought processes, because you do give some very good examples in your book, and they are saying, well, I have these hunches, I have these feelings, and I look at these different categorizations that you have in the book, how can someone really know that one component is stronger than the other? Because in my experience, I find that they dovetail so well. And if someone is going through a process of shifting and changing in their life, and they are saying, I'm having these experiences. I am going through certain things. I really don't understand them. How can they really have a clarity with this? And I know in your book you give some good examples. Would you share some information along that line? Because I know many of my listeners are saying, I'm aware of things, but what do I do with it?
Well, the first thing that a person needs to do is to realize exactly how they do pick up this inspiration. And there are some clues in the book, as you mentioned. We go through 10 balanced points of each gift and 10 unbalanced points of each gift. For example, with a prophetic gift, like I said before, that's a person that they just know. They don't know how they know. They just know. So the key is to trust that. The key is not to doubt it. Okay? And these are people that are very creative. I started out as a musician when I was in high school. I was, won the Benny Goodman Award for Outstanding High School Musician when I was in high school at the National Jazz Clinics. My whole goal in life was to be a professional musician. And I just sort of transitioned into from there into the film business and and TV and so forth. And I worked with Steve Allen. As a matter of fact, I got a job with Steve Allen one time, simply on a hunch.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know where his office was, and I was driving down Sepulveda Boulevard in Los Angeles and went in between these two buildings, and I looked up, and there was his name on the parking space. And the night before, I just got a hunch, gee, wouldn't it be great to work with Steve Allen, somebody like that? And I walked up, and his secretary said, how did you know this guy gave his two-week notice 3 hours ago? That happens to people. I won't say that happens to people all the time, but we do have these inner knowings. We have these hunches, need to trust.
Mm-hmm.
For people who are clairvoyant, a little bit like yourself, I hope you don't mind me sharing that.
Oh, heavens, no. I do it every day.
Right. You'll visualize things in your mind very profoundly, and And the important thing is for people to realize that not everybody does that, obviously. In other words, you see things in your mind very clearly, whereas that's my second gift. See, so what I'll do is I'll get an inner knowing for things, and then I'll get a picture. See? So whereas you get a picture first, then you get an understanding through your clairaudient gift. It's like a running conversation going on in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Second, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if we start to understand through those personality types exactly how we do it, then not only will we be able to communicate with ourselves better, but we'll also be able to communicate with other people better. Now, the other two gifts that I haven't mentioned that much is, I did mention prophecy, I did mention clairvoyance, and I did mention clairaudience. Now, clairaudience, that obviously means clear hearing, whereas clairvoyance means clear seeing. Those are people that love to be in charge of things. In other words, they'll be a head of a corporation. They'll be the CEO. They may be the chairman of the board. They don't like to work for other people. They love to work for themselves. They love to make decisions for themselves, and they're natural leaders. They're the ones that say, cut to the chase, get to the bottom line, just give me the facts.
Mm-hmm.
And don't beat around the bush. You know, don't give me a lot of details. See? Whereas the feeling gift or the healing gift, that's synonymous. In other words, a person that has the gift of healing also has what we call the gift of feeling, because they have this innate feeling of what they need to do for themselves. And they're typically not the natural leaders. They have a tendency to want to support. Okay, they make great customer service people. They just want to heal people. They want to make people feel good. Okay. Now, to be honest with you, one of the things that I realized when I wrote the book is that I used to think that feelers just wanted everybody to be happy and just, you know, and feel good about themselves and so forth. And what I finally realized is that a person with the first gift of feeling, because they are so sensitive, they'll pick up everybody else's feelings in their environment, and they'll think it's them. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And by helping other people feel good about themselves, by helping people feel happy in their mind, then guess what? They'll have a very happy environment. So in reality, we're all trying to be loyal to ourselves first.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the key. If you want to know really what the theme is of the book, it's really to be loyal to ourselves first, to understand ourselves better than we've ever understood ourselves before.
I think that is one of the biggest challenges. I find that women seem to have more of a challenge with this than men. You may not have the same perception, but there's a different experience that men will have. But women typically have been told that they are to serve others first. I mean, that is what you're supposed to do. And I was just talking with a client day before yesterday, and she was having some major, major health issues. And I said, you must focus on yourself first for your wellness. And she said, that's very difficult for me to do. Very difficult for me to do. And this is something that men have a capacity, I feel, and you can challenge me on this, I wouldn't mind, that they have this, call it the linear type of thinking frequently, that they'll say, wait a minute, enough of this stuff, we got to move on. And I think, again, culturally, that is something that is expected with men. What's your perception on that?
Well, I think it goes back to the original idea that men are the food gatherers and the women sort of protect the home place.
Mm-hmm.
The main thing that men need are to feel responsible. And when men have this sense that they have to feel responsible and they have to protect, then obviously they're going to bring up, this innate sense, I guess you could say, that they have to be strong. And for women, the number one thing for them is to feel safe. See, and in every relationship that women get involved with, you'll say, oh, gee, my boyfriend or my husband or whatever makes me laugh. I don't know if you've heard that before, but it's because they feel safe. In other words, they feel relaxed with that person.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, not only is it through the personality of each personal gift, which is, or spiritual gift, which is so important, but if you understand the basics of that, then you understand more about men and women and what their needs are. You know, I when you said that, I just remembered an experience I had several years ago in Denver, and I was doing a series of lectures there, and I remember this one lady came up, and she said, by the way, tomorrow I'm getting an operation to remove some cancer in my reproductive area. And I said, oh, so in other words, you've been taking care of everybody else's needs and not your own.
Mm-hmm.
She said, you bet. That's the story of my life.
Mm-hmm.
See? I said, well, mm-hmm. you know, if you change that, okay, then you may, you know, start being able to heal yourself from that point of view. And this is where men will get, they'll have a lot of anger and resentment for having to feel like they're responsible for everybody. And that even goes for people who own companies. Like my father, for example, he died of cancer when he was not quite 61, about 6 months older than I am right now.
Oh, my.
And about 6 months before he did pass on, I remember my spiritual helpers, my guidance, said to me, you may never see your father again. And I listened to that, and I went down and I made sure that I kind of rekindled our friendship. I mean, he was busy. I was busy. I was 28 at the time, or so 27. And so I went out of my way to do that. And then he came back from a hunting trip 6 months later and found out that he had 6 weeks to live. Or six, no, excuse me, 2 weeks to live.
Oh, my goodness.
And found out he had cancer of the lymph glands and lymphatic cancer. So, you know, and I know that he felt responsible for all of the people in his company. He employed about 200 people. It was a small business, but it was large enough. And you know, this is what happens when men feel too responsible. They feel like they have this heavy burden on themselves. And whereas with women, they definitely feel as if they have to take care of everybody's needs. See, so what happens to them is they get a lot of get resentful and angry because they feel like they have to take care of everyone. And in reality, the best thing to do is just to do things to help people to help themselves. I'm sure you know that.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with that. I think that when you become an enabler in the sense, or what do I want to say, a codependent type of a person, and you say, well, they can't get along without me, you're making a big mistake because you're not enabling that person to grow. But you mentioned a term that I want you to talk about, and that is spirit helpers. Now, I believe in that very strongly. I feel that there are always those around us that are going to be with us. How did you become aware of this for you?
Well, when I was 23, as I mentioned, I started working with a program that was started by this gentleman named Dr. Francisco Cole. He was originally from Puerto Rico, and I remember he told me one time that when he was playing hide-and-go-seek with all the kids in the neighborhood, he was 6 years old, his angels or his guidance or his spiritual helpers would tell him where everybody was hidden. And after a while, nobody would play with him anymore. So when I ran across his program, I learned how to have a two-way communication with my helpers. Now, he passed on in 1999, and after that, it took me about 9 months, and I just said to myself, you know what, if I'm going to continue my work, I need to start a program. And I'd never really thought about that before, and I was kind of a team player, and I just never felt the necessity to do that. But after he passed on, I've really felt the need that if I'm going to really help people to clarify what's important in their lives and to help them to be loyal to themselves, and part of the process was showing people how to have an actual two-way communication with their own spiritual helpers. And that's one of the things we do in Inner Expansion, is to show people a technique so they can have a direct two-way communication. You don't have to meditate. You don't have to think about it or, you know, read angel cards or whatever, which is fine. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. But the idea is to have a solid two-way communication with them so you can ask questions, get direct answers back. And so I probably asked at least 1 million questions since I started.
Mm-hmm.
I think the first day I went home and wrote down 30 questions I wanted to ask them, and they answered every single one in about 20 minutes. So it's
you have a wonderful story. about a young woman by the name of Claudia from the Ukraine. Could you share right. that in an abbreviated form?
Sure. I mean, I could talk all day about Claudia. She's absolutely incredible. Her name is Claudia Lubinecki. She is just an amazing lady. She's from the Ukraine. And she told me the story of how she made it from the Ukraine to the United States. I think it was just after, it was before the communist regime came down. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And she had been sort of ostracized in her university. She used to teach English in the Ukraine at a university there. And she just knew that she needed to get to the United States, and I think her visa was going to expire in like 2 days. And she went to the airport. I think it was in Moscow, if I'm not mistaken. And she went. She didn't even have a ticket. Okay, and she just had this hunch to stand in line. And this guy said, "Well, do you have a ticket?" And she said, "No." She said, "Oh," and he said, "Well, you need to go over and talk to the Russian mafia, and they'll help you get a ticket." She said, "Well, how do I find those guys?" And she just walked around a little bit and ran into this gentleman who said, "Hey, listen, I'll get you a ticket, you know." And she spent, I think, all the money she had except for like $24 or $25. She managed to get to the United States, okay, and had just enough money to get to Detroit, and you know, the rest is history. I mean, she was able to do it. It was just unbelievable, her story. And it is, you're right, it's in the first chapter of the book.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows people what happens when they really, really want to do something. That's the first thing, is to have the desire for it and to be able to trust themselves enough to follow their hunch and just make it happen.
And to me, it's always amazing, the variables. Lots of times, and I know one of my biggest thing is, I'll say, well, this is what I want, and I have to let it go. Trust and release has been one of my biggest lessons in life, and I'm sharing that because I'm just like everybody else. And I just thought, you know, this is something where if you can trust and you can release, you don't know how it's going to be possible for you to do something, but you don't try to manufacture it. And I think that is one of the things, one of the gifts, that your book gives, is that you need to let it go. You need to make it okay that there is this motion that's going to follow through, and that there are those who are with you on the other side that are going to give you that momentum in the right direction. And there is that trust that you have to have. Now, you have an exercise in your book that I would love for you to share with the audience. And for those of you listening, he's got so much information in this book, there's no way we're going to be able to cover all of it. But there's a particular exercise that he has in here about cleansing your personal environment and the world. Yourself, your personal environment, and the world. How did you evolve this? Did your mentor teach you this? Was this something you developed?
Right. I learned a form of that technique from Dr. Cole, as I mentioned before. Then what happened is I started to, I did refine it, you know, as I went along, okay? And, I do apologize. I think there's a call trying to come in here. I didn't disable the call waiting like I was probably supposed to here. But that'll go away in a second. What we can do, Donna, is I can take you, visually through it. How's that sound?
Oh, that sounds wonderful. I know my audience would enjoy that. Okay. So
you know, I'd like to start a movement of helping people to relax.
Okay.
Now, the first thing you do is to really understand that the energy comes in through the back of your head. It comes in from your pineal gland through the back of your head. And then it flows through your physical body, and it comes out your pituitary, which is like the forehead or the third eye area. Okay? Now, if a person shakes their hands, and I don't suggest people do this if they're listening in the car, which I know this is over the internet, so hopefully people will be at home and they'll be relaxed. But the idea is you can rub your hands together. This is the basic of all basics. You rub your hands together, and then you can hold, face your palms together, and you can feel the energy in between your hands. Okay? Now, this is very basic, as I mentioned. But if you do that, then you'll know that you do have that energy flowing through you. We're equal to maybe, 4 watts of energy that's flowing through our physical body all the time. Now, if you shake your hands, both of your hands, in front of you, that's pretty easy to visualize. What you're doing is you're recharging the energy in your hands. You're not really throwing off negativity. A lot of people think that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just shake your hands, you're recharging the energy in your hands. Then what you do is you put the your fingers on your forehead, both hands, with your fingers on your forehead, and then you just kind of go down the side of your face with both hands across your temples and then underneath your chin. Okay. Now you can take a gentle breath while you're doing this. Okay. And then what you do is you shake your hands again, and that just simply recharges the energy. And you do this three times. You go back to your forehead, take the fingers of your hands, and you just go down the side of your head and underneath your chin. Okay. And then shake your hands again, and then do it a third time, okay? All right? Then what you do is you shake your hands again. Then what you do is you put the tips of your fingers together, and you kind of go over the top of your head, around the back of your neck, and underneath your chin. And you do that three times as well, shaking your hands in between each time, okay? So people can do this as I'm talking if you want, okay? The other thing is, if you want to, you can even say a nice positive affirmation in your mind if you want to. It could be in the name of love or the peace within, or I cleanse my mind, I cleanse my body, I cleanse my soul, just whatever is the highest thought for you. Okay? Now, once you go over your head three times and you shake in between, then what you can do for good measure is you just shake your hands again and you just cross. Put your hands on your shoulders, like you're crossing your arms. Put your hands on your shoulders, and you just kind of slide your hands down your arms, okay, and you shake again, and do it three times that way, okay? And then you just take three big, deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. Now, this will help you to stay so relaxed that you will not believe it. You'll feel like the billion dollars that... we all think we want, right?
Absolutely. And one of the things that I noticed with that exercise, it's similar to Qigong.
Right,
where
it is.
After you do meditation, they will mm-hmm. recommend that you cup your head or go around your head, and that aspect of, rubbing the hands together, what it is doing is helping you to center and, as you said, just really center on yourself. And I just thought that would be a very good thing to share with my audience, because you did a very good job of expressing that so that they could have a very good visual. I know that we've just got a few minutes here, and you go into getting a key word for a day.
Yep,
and
that's right.
Thought that was really interesting, and you how to feel your angels around you, living true to your feelings. There's so many things that you go into in the book, and I think that it gives people an opportunity to view themselves in a way that maybe they would not have even considered. They didn't realize it, because I feel that the intuitive aspect belongs to all of us. I don't think anybody has an exclusive on this. And I really like the different perspectives that you give, because it's that kind of communication that we need so people can be comfortable with this side of themselves. It's not separate from them. It's part of them. And I like how that's conveyed in your book. Now, I know, Howard, that you have a website. Would you give that, please?
Sure. It's innerexpansion.com. Okay, it's I-double-N, like Nancy, E-R, expansion.com. You can put the www in front of it or whatever you want to do, but that's how you get there. And, people can learn how to find out what their four spiritual gifts are if they want to. We've got a newsletter that goes out every week that helps people understand the energy that's flowing through planet Earth each week. As I mentioned before, that's innerexpansionblog.com. And you can even find out the energy of the day, the energy of the week, the month, everything. And that's what people are learning on planet Earth every single week. What I do is I get a keyword from my spiritual helpers on what people are learning all around planet Earth every single day. And today, believe it or not, is advice.
mm-hmm.
The energy of the week is passion, as I mentioned. The energy of today is advice. And it just means that, the days of the gurus are over with. you know, if someone gives you advice, that probably means they're trying to tell you what to do or tell you that you should do something. If they give you a suggestion, that means that they won't worry whether you do it or not. See, in other words, their motives will be very, very clear. So I know it's a little bit of a play on words, but I try not to give advice to anyone. It's to, you know, help people to really realize that they do have the answers within themselves. You know, whenever we do show people how to have that two-way communication with their guidance, it's so important to realize that that's where we all get our answers. And it's great to get inspiration. It's great to, you know, hear other people's opinions. But if I don't follow how I really feel, then, you know, what's the point?
Absolutely true. Well, Howard, we are out of time. My goodness, it just flew by like the wind. Inner guidance and the four spiritual gifts, how to maximize your intuition and inspirations to become more creative, successful, and fulfilled. So go to his website, innerexpansion.com, innerexpansion.com, and he has a blog, innerexpansionblog.com. Howard, it's been a delight having you as a guest. I wish you continued success, and when you come out with your next book, be sure and let me know.
I will, Donna. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome. This is Donna Sebo. Don't forget, innerexpansion.com. We are taking a break, and we're going to be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Rio. I'm the author of the cutting-edge book, Hooked on Raw. I want to give you and your loved ones the gift of optimum health. So when you order my book, Hooked on Raw, which has over 350 delicious, healthy recipes, I'll include my new DVD, What's Not Cooking in Rio's Kitchen, for a half price. Just go to my website, rawfoodinfo.com, and click on Holiday Special. That's rawfoodinfo.com. Click on Holiday Special.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. Toll-free number if you would like to call in and chat with me. I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Give me a buzz at 888-815-9756. Well, two big events are going to be coming up in the month of March where I'm going to be doing a personal appearance. And the first one, and this is in the Pacific Northwest, the first one is going to be March 4th, 5th, and 6th at the Pacific Northwest Women's Show. This is a marvelous event. So for those of you that are in the Pacific Northwest, let's mark the calendars. And, hey, if you can come out on Friday, you'll be able to meet 6 powerful speakers. I'm putting together a women's forum, and we are going to have an hour relating to health and wellness, energy healing, etc. We're going to have an hour where we talk about pets and animal communication, and then there's an hour where we're going to be talking about the laws, the lawful rights of women and children, especially relating to domestic abuse. We're going to have a judge and another individual that has recently opened up a facility in the western area of Washington, and it was opened up after a tremendous tragedy had occurred. So these are things that I'm going to be involved with, and I'm going to be in booth 407. But this Northwest Women's Show is powerful. It is awesome, 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 and you're not going to want to miss it. It is something I've been involved with for years. I just love it. I really enjoy the people that put it together, and you've got vendors, you've got services offered. I mean, it is just a wonderful way to spend time with girlfriends, ladies, and K guys, if you want to come out and get a glimpse into the world of the female, this is a wonderful way to do it. Come with your wives, your sisters, whatever. You will find that you will have just as much fun as the women are having. So it's March 4th, 5th, and 6th, and you can go to the NorthwestWomensShow.com, and you can find out all the details about the hours and everything else that you need to know. Now, I'm going to be in booth number 407. I will be doing many readings for people while I'm there, as well as I said, on Friday I'll be doing the forum, and then I'll be speaking at 1 o'clock, I think, on Saturday, and 1:30 on Sunday. So I'm going to be talking about the psychic self. Yes, so we're going to be having that. So there's just all kinds of wonderful activities going on. And then at the end of the month, on March 26th, which is a Saturday, it's the Emerald Spiral Expo. And this is great. It's in Kent, Washington. It's a community event. And again, for those of you in the state of Washington, that is going to be, you know, we're going to have more information on that. You can go to emeraldspiral.com. And I'm going to have a booth there as well. So I just love these activities because it gets me a chance to be out and to mingle with you. Now, for those of you who are in New York, I am going to be making a trip to New York City. It is going to be during the month of April, and I believe it is the week of the 14th of April. But all of that will be confirmed, and then I'm going to be on my way to Alaska in May. Yes, 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 this is going to be one traveling lady, but the show is still going to go on the road. That's right. It goes with me wherever I am. So if you want to give me a call today, 888-815-9756 is the number to call into. Remember, oh, especially if you're a first-time listener, all I need from you is your first name or your initial, and I love to know where you're calling in from. Then don't say another word. I will tell you what I perceive. And then after I finish, you're welcome to ask me a question about anything that you like. Well, we're not quite at summer. We can dream, can't we? I mean, here in the Pacific Northwest, we really like our sunshine. And right now, we don't have any. We've got a storm front that's come in. Fortunately, not what Boston is going to be getting. Boston, I was talking to someone today. They have had one blizzard situation after the other. They got hit with a doozy. And the woman I was talking to, she said, we had over 2 feet of snow. And she said, it's quieted down a little bit today, but we've got another storm front that's coming in that's really going to slam us. But here we have gray, and we have storms that are coming in. But that's the way it is with winter, isn't it? You're going to have things like this occurring. Well, I thought I'd share with you information about a fun event. If you're thinking about travel plans, you're wanting to do something a little bit different, then go to Olive Hill, Kentucky. Yes, they have one of the most unique music festivals I've ever heard of. It's called the International Strange Music Festival. And it was started because there were these creative individuals that decided they wanted to honor musicians who make music from non-musical items. Now, these are some of the people they've had. They've had performers that were like a Japanese trio that played My Old Kentucky Home on a table upside down, and they'd strung it just like you'd string a cello. There was a teapot. Of course, that was their wind instrument, and that's how they played it. And all kinds of pots and pans, and those were their drums, gave all kinds of sound effects. And then there was a 15-piece orchestra of automobile horns, a 7-foot slide whistle requiring 3 people to operate it, and a graduated clanger, a system of ever smaller fire alarm bells that they played like a xylophone. Don't you just love the creativity of people? I had heard, you know, you hear people playing spoons and doing all kinds of things, but instruments can be made out of just about anything, and it's just the resourcefulness and cleverness of the person that decides how they're going to design it. So I just thought I'd share that fun bit of trivia with you. Okay, Chinese New Year. Ah, yes. It is right here. And I have got some information. Yes. Are you a rat? Are you a dragon? Are you a monkey? You don't know what you are? Well, I'm going to share some of that with you before we go on break. Now, let me tell you, if you were born in 1927, 39, 51, 63, 75, 87, 99, or this year, you were born under the sign of a rabbit. You know those cute little things with the little pink noses? I just think they're adorable. Well, rabbits are known for having a warm and affectionate nature. They can solve almost any problem with diplomacy. And you lucky little bunnies, you seem to attract money rather easily. Now, what's going to be going on in 2011 for you? Apparently, you're going to be in the spotlight for one reason or another. And if you do what you're supposed to do and pay attention to the details, you probably will find yourself going up in rank at work. And your personal projects that you've really wanted to get done, you're going to find yourself feeling very good about it, whether it's losing weight or doing something very special, like maybe taking a trip someplace that you've always wanted to go to. Also, there is a dream that you have, and when under the sign of the rabbit, you don't want to give up on that dream because it will be yours eventually. And I want to also say, if you are a person that was born in 28, 40, 52, 64, 76, 88, or the year 2000, you are under the sign of the dragon. Ah, yes, that powerful, powerful image. You love challenges. You love adventure. You are an outgoing individual typically, and you enjoy people, and you don't hesitate to participate in social activities. You also like to look good. You've got an eye for fashion. And sometimes you like to set trends of your own. Now, what's ahead for you in this year of 2011? Financial independence. That's right. If you've been feeling like you were in a financial funk, hey, you dragons, you got it made. That's right. You're going to find that your money savvy is improving. You are putting things together in the right order, and you are paying attention to what you need to do, and you're going to have good financial success. And before we go on break, let me give you the next one, which is the sign of the tiger. Ah, yes. Beautiful animal. Well, if you were born in 26, 38, 50, 62, 74, 86, 98, or 2010, you're one of those daring cats. You have a lot of confidence. You like to assert yourself. You don't want to step on other people's toes necessarily, but boy, you really like to push and get things done. Your focus capacity is just incredible. And you too, just like the dragon, are going to find your finances improving. But you are going to be able, if you use your money wisely, you're going to be able to spend something on yourself. Could be a vacation, maybe it's something with a wardrobe, or maybe you want to buy some new tools, whatever it is. It's something that you're going to do for yourself, but you are not going to waste your money. You're going to make sure that you put it to good use. My goodness, it's time to go on break. Well, I'll just have to share some more of these with you next week. So we've covered the rabbit, the dragon, and the tiger. So we've got the snake, horse, sheep, monkey, ox, rat, pig, dog, and rooster to cover yet. And we won't do it today, but I will be sharing that with you next week. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95, plus shipping and handling. And the author, Donna Sebo, will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Rio, host of the Hooked on Raw radio show on rawenergyradio.com. If you're interested in the raw and living food lifestyle, along with the real story of what's happening to our health freedoms, and you don't mind a little controversy, listen to my radio show and podcasts on rawenergyradio.com. Each week, we interview guests and cover topics you won't hear on mainstream radio. Get informed, healthy, and involved. RawEnergyRadio.com.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. Telephone lines are open if you'd like to give me a buzz, 888-815-9756. When it's winter time, it's so easy to get lazy about taking care of ourselves. We might be indoors a great deal. And nutrition, as you know, if you listen to the show regularly, is something that I really feel very strongly about, and I feel very strongly about nutritional supplements, because I think we don't get as much nutrition in our foods as we can if, you know, we just can't eat enough. So the supplements are very, very necessary. But I wanted to share something with you that in the Sebo household is really, really loved, and especially during the winter months. Actually, I love it all year round. But it's a dark green leafy vegetable, and we women especially need to, as you mature and you get older, you need to have more of the dark greens in your diet. Well, most of the time, those dark greens are pretty blah in taste, or they are sort of bitter. Well, that's not too exciting. However, there are ways, especially during winter months. I'm a big soup person. I really love hot dishes, and I love a big bowl of spicy soup. But kale is a vegetable that I really, really like. It is a winter vegetable. It is a hearty vegetable. And I came across a recipe, and I've used it in so many ways. I'll just go and buy kale, a big batch of kale. You can get it at just about anywhere. And because it is a winter vegetable, and you can just take it off and mix it in with anything. It's good just sautéed, a little bit of butter, and, you know, some seasonings. But I came across this particular recipe, and I wanted to say this is such a basic recipe, and it's a good way to get kids to eat greens, and I think it's a good way for we gals to get our nutrition, and at the same time, you're not adding a whole bunch of calories. Now, this is what you do. It's kale and beans, garlicky, you know, a little bit. You know, it depends on how much you want to use. It's real simple. You take 1.5 tablespoons of olive oil, put it in a skillet, a big one, because your kale is going to shrink down. It's like spinach. It'll just cook down. Spinach and mustard greens all do the same thing. They just fill the pan. They just look, you know, just huge, and then you find it just goes down to nothing. But you add that olive oil, put it in your skillet, add a small onion. You want to mince it finely, or you want to just slice it, dependent on what your preference is. And you want to take 4 cloves of garlic. Fresh garlic is best, but if you don't have that, then use the powdered garlic, the equivalent. And you want to mix all of that together, cook your onions till they're softened. Don't take you long, about 5 minutes. Put in about 5 cups of kale, and I like to trim it, I like to tear it off the stalk, because the stalk can be very, very fibrous. So I just pull it right off the stalk. If you have young kale, then you can just throw the stalk in too. I just tear it up into pieces and, you know, pop it right in. And then stir in a can of cannelli beans. It's about 15 ounces. You can drain them if you want. If you don't want to drain them, you don't have to. But if you do drain them, rinse them. And you can add the grated zest and juice of a lemon. You cover it, put it over medium-low heat until the kale wilt sets about 5 minutes. Season it with salt and pepper, and you got it made. You can mix a little bit of meat in with that if you want. Or, you know, you can add some scrambled egg if that's what you want to do. You can add to this. I find if I take the kale and, like, if I have leftover roasted chicken, something like that, I'll just toss the broth and everything right into a big pot, you know, just let it simmer and maybe add some spices into that broth and bones when I'm cooking it. And then after the bones have been cooking in the broth for a while and it creates its own chicken stock, or maybe I even add a great big can of chicken stock to the water mixture and the bones, and then I take it out, remove the bones, and then I just put the kale in, the onion in. You can do this in a crock pot. You could add tomatoes. You can do whatever you want with it. If you want it spicy, you might want to use a little bit of a taco mix with that, flavoring the seasoning. This is something, kale can go with just about anything. It's great in a quiche. It is good with scrambled eggs. I mean, it all depends on what you want to do, but you're getting nutrition. And the body needs to have nutrients, so the immune system has something to fight with. Because let's face it, we're going into work, people get colds, they get flu. You want to keep good and strong. And it's just this little recipe, you can do so many things with it. Kale is full of isothiocyanates. How do you like that for a mouthful of word? And what this means, there are compounds in the kale that actually suppress tumor growth. And indole, which stops abnormal cells from converting to cancer. Your green vegetables have, the dark, dark greens, really have a lot of wonderful antioxidant properties. So if you're looking for something that is very, very versatile, that you can season up, that's really going to do good things for your body, keep kale in mind as a vegetable. Of course, I like to throw in bell peppers and all kinds of things, but that's just me. That's my Italian heritage. I'm one of these, somebody says, what's your recipe? Oh, a little bit of this. Oh, you throw in a little bit of that. And sometimes my husband gets so frustrated with me because he'll say, Donna, don't you really ever write down what you do? And after watching the Barefoot Contessa on television, and she's so good about this, of course, this is what she does for a living, but she's written 5 cookbooks. She never thought she'd finish the first one. She gets the first one done. She thought that was going to be it for the rest of her life, and guess what? She went from number 1 to number 5. I love her show. I just think it's absolutely marvelous. But I just wanted to share that with you because I think that having hearty food is important, but maybe you're concerned, you just don't want to put on a lot of weight, but you want something that's going to satisfy you and fill you up and make you feel good and give you energy. Well, try what I've suggested today, and if you want to add a little carb, maybe add a little bit of sweet potato. Yeah, just chop it up and toss it in, or even a white potato if you'd like to do that. Good food goes a long way. Well, I know we're just about out of time, so quick like a bunny, let me let you know who's coming on next week. We're going to be talking about how to work with email. Oh, that Pandora's box. How many do you have on your machine? Oh, mine, I've got a few thousand. Paul Burton is going to be talking about how quiet spacing can help you with email overload. Then, monetizing your passion, Rich Germain is going to be my guest. What do you really like? What is so important to you? Well, you're going to find out how you can make it work for you. Renata Dollinger is going to be my guest. This is a woman who is a world-renowned artist. She's 87 years young. Oh, is she going to tell us a story? She is a phenomenal woman. And then we're going to be talking about the rice diet with Kitty Rosati. Now, this is not a diet. Now, why in the world it's named the rice diet, I didn't figure it out, even though I've read through the whole book. But Kitty's going to explain why it was named the rice diet, because really it's not that at all. It has nothing whatsoever to do with rice. But it does have to do with nutrition and wellness. And then the Wiser Guide to the Paranormal. Woohoo! We're going to be talking about that a week from today. Judith Joyce is going to be my guest. And we're going to have some spooky stuff to share with you. Ah, don't you just love it? Donna Sebo here. Remember always that you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. And by the way, I almost forgot. If you didn't get the newsletter and you want to see it, go up to my website, DelphiInternational.com. You'll find it's there waiting for you to read. Donna Sebo here. Have an absolutely awesome weekend. We'll be back with you on Monday, same time, same place, right here on BBSRadio.com. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.